up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What a good beat. Lemon Pebbles.
Lemon Pebbles.
Sound effects.
Antonino's.
Antonino's Pizzeria.
Antonino.
Lemon Pebbles is all
the What's the one you made?
The shebangs.
You made what? You made the wing?
The fire. The shebangs.
You use the same hand that you picked the dingleberries?
Yeah.
You tossed them.
I use gloves.
I can't vouch.
On the weekend.
That's when any of the ass eaters are a liability for your restaurant.
I use gloves. Everybody, I use gloves.
I'm glad they use
those. I know, man.
They got mad antibacterial in the shop.
Stop, right? Now nobody's going to go to the
sky. They know we're kidding. Come on.
They know we're kidding.
Relax.
They love my food.
Has that shit right?
I got you.
And he definitely cook his pizza with chess hairs.
Back hairs.
Oh, see, you're making it worse.
I don't do pizza.
I don't do pizza.
But the Lox is on tour, right, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, who they on tour right now?
Who on tour?
I think it's just them.
Yeah?
And Uncle Murder, I think.
Uncle Murder and somebody else. Somebody, come on.
Cameron
voice. Come on.
Come on, somebody put it up. Lemon Pepper, goddamn.
You should call him to see how he's doing.
Who?
Call who?
Call who?
Kiss.
Don't you got some parties this week, too?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. We got Wednesday Mokai.
¿Cómo se llama?
Mokai.
That's the way it is?
Mokai.
Mokahaya Bingbo?
How you say it?
They got a club for Mokahaya Bingbo?
Miami.
How do you say that in English?
That's Booger Miami.
Mokai.
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 Where's located?
Where's
located? Just
in Collins.
23rd Street?
23rd Street and
Collins. So, yeah. Come see me Wednesday if you want to get drunk with the drink chat. I'll be there. I ate some lemon pepper.
Sunny, okay, your hair.
And then Friday, you got
Green
Dream.
Yeah, it was going to be popping the whole week.
Mm. What is it? It's Boat Festival, right? This week?
No, it's a Boat Festival.
Wood and Wine.
Thank you, Paul, for the ticket.
Goodwood.
Big up EFN for always being on point with the next endeavors.
And we got the relaxed t-shirts, the hoodies.
Right, relaxed.
StarRockClothing.com.
Go ahead, get your Star Rock.
StarRockClothing.com.
I got to do an ass eater shirt.
Star Rock scared.
Got to do
it. I think, Sonny, your hair is
scared. You don't know. I asked him. I said, what's up? He said,
My hair is what?
It's scared about what?
I said, let's do some ass eater shirts. ¿Qué pasó?
Some ass eater shirts.
I'm waiting on you.
We got to take the picture.
It's your shit, nigga. I can't start your shit.
Just put that picture, that same picture that you had.
I got it. Let's do it.
Also, Big up Fab. Fab is going to be out here Thursday. So listen, if you Drink Champs Army, you Drink Champs fan.
Attack him.
Attack him. Make sure that he got to stop acting like a hoe. He got to come on the show, goddammit.
Yes.
He got to come on the show, goddammit. He's the best like Dominican Hove. Rapper in the world.
We had Clue here already.
Clue's not Dominican.
No, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, we had Clue on here, Fab. Come on, please.
Clue's Panamanian.
You and Kiss gonna be here Thursday.
Yeah,
you and Kiss gonna be here Thursday.
Shit.
Come on, like,
straight Panamanian or half half?
Straight. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh,
shit.
Panama. So if you see Fab, Drink Champs Army online, wherever it's at, hit him up. Also, want to big up before we get up out of here. I think this artist is phenomenal. And I think I haven't got a chance to listen to either album, but the fact that in this day and time, an artist dropped the album back to back. First off, he got all the young generation going crazy. I think the kid is phenomenal. I gotta big it up for Future, man. You know what I'm saying? What's the first album name? I know the second one is Future. Named Hendrix.
Future, Future was the first one.
Future?
Yeah.
Wow.
Second one is Future Hendrix.
I don't understand what he said.
See, they're saying the third one is not. They're saying that that's a rumor. We can't confirm if that's a rumor. But if that'd be ill. Because he actually, because, you know, by dropping them back to back, you actually, you know, you challenge DMX's, what he did, you challenge what Drake did with the back to back, but nobody's never dropped three albums. Yeah, so that'd be crazy. If he did, and I heard he just works crazy. So that'll be the first time in hip hop history. Like,
he fucks with Asian people, dog.
And he's taking pictures with Nicki and shit right now.
Yeah, he's taking pictures with Nicki. They look like they're at a video set right now.
He might be the one right
there. That's what's cooking.
No.
It's cooking.
I don't think Future could lend any type of bars to Nicki right now. It wouldn't make sense. No. You need a back to back. You need Drake's influence. You need a Weezy's influence. You need
Gilly the Kid.
You need to go get Gilly the Kid. That's how disrespectful you need to get.
What if she get?
Yeah, that was just a batter too.
A Young Metro influence.
Young Metro is just a beat. That's just a beat. Yeah, you need flows and bars.
That was a good one too. Lil Wayne and Gilly the Kid.
Gilly the Kid. That's what Nicki need. You need all that Gilly the Kid on some disrespectful shit. Word.
The beat has an influence on the delivery, though.
When it comes to this, it doesn't matter. It just gotta be bars, yeah. And it gotta be a hit. It's like the one thing that Drake said. The one thing that Drake said that touched me. He did a Simtex interview. Like, you guys should check this out. I think the guy name is DJ Simtex. Mm-hmm. You don't want to Google that? Come on.
Just looking at me saying,
He's like,
nigga, that's your job, man.
I thought he was going to tell you to Google that.
That's the drunk engineer hazard sounds.
Yeah, no, Google that for me.
Let us live.
But yeah, I believe it's Simtex, and he said he purposely made this record so it would make you uncomfortable when you go to the club, because the DJ is gonna feel mad bad that you're in the club because he can't play this record and it's the hottest record. And I thought that was just genius. First off, I heard Drake is a fan of Drink Champs. He just said he'll never do it because he's another type of person to not be in control. Like, and I respect the shit out of that. But that was ill, like, because he got interviewed by a guy, but it's on his show. It's on OVO Sound.
Right.
I think that's kind of dope. Like, so now when a person interview me, yeah, but it's gonna be on Drink Champs. That's hard. That's hard. I gotta get Drake big. Alright? So I can start doing shit like that. Yeah. But back to the interview, he strategically said he did this record catered for the club. So every time you go in a club, if the DJs have enough heart to play it, you're gonna feel miserable the whole night. And that's crazy. Is it Simtex album?
Simtex, yeah.
Simtex. Yeah, I'm on point. I checked out this Drake interview. Yeah. I checked it out. Everybody was talking about it. And he spoke direct about his beef with Meek and how it started. This is, this last week. Yeah, it's last week. I'll be trying to be on point. Trying to act like I'm trying to do my job. I'm trying, at least I'm acting like it.
That's a better job than Trump.
Better job than Trump. Alternate facts. I respect alternate facts.
Alternative facts. This is right.
So you had fun last night?
Oh, we had fun at Diddy's house. He tried to hit me today to hang out. I could not do it. I got 6 hours around Diddy, then I gotta go. He's still going. Like, they don't sleep.
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy because it's like
the food was great.
When I'm around them and it's loose, it's like, it's what I want to be in life, though. Like, I want to be drunk, have my friends around, have mad food, chefs, everybody, and then still handling business. The guy was still handling business. Like, he tried to talk to me about the deal. I was like, relax. Like, not today. It's Soul Food Sunday, baby. Let me relax. Like, come on, baby. Then I was like, yo, you know, I'm doing something with this other company. He was like, well, let me throw my hat in the ring. I said, you don't even have that type of company. Like, how are you just going to throw your hat? But it was dope because he's trying. Like, he offered, like, yo, anything you need. you know, you guys, like, other shit. And I just wasn't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, damn, you know, because I don't look at people in the industry like that, like, no more. I don't look at people like, you know, they just might be just trying to help.
Right.
Like, and, you know, I just been so disappointed that when, like, you hear somebody like, yo, it's not just this, but I want to help with this and this. And I'm like, I'm looking at him first like, yo, is he drunk?
He was.
Oh, he meaning this shit. And then I'm like, all right, cool. Then when I felt like he was meaning it, I was like, damn. Like, it was fucked up to me because I lost all faith in this industry. Like, I'm just like, everybody's fake and that's really it. And then you see somebody saying, yo, man, look, we can help with this. And right. I'm like, damn, I had to realize. I'm like, you know what? Shit is real. Let me light a roll call.
Not enough Asian people in the industry.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
What is the
Haitian
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. It's real facts. Drink Champ Sports. Talk to him.
How you go from Diddy's house to...
Because this is my favorite.
Is he Haitian?
Diddy's house was great. I ate the best chicken I ever eaten in my life.
Salmon.
I ate the best salmon. They didn't let me in.
I took some food home too. I can't even front. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie.
It was good.
I felt mad ghetto too.
Dominican there.
I'm black.
But
you can't be throwing away no fried chicken in front of me. Hold on.
Support the dog.
You know what was fucked
macaroni
up?
And cheese, collard greens.
You know what was fucked up? Like
what was fucked up?
The black side took over, man.
We were the only guys that took something off.
Of course, yeah.
We had Bow Wow wasted as well.
Oh, everybody.
We had Monica. Monica was there.
That's dope.
A lot of good blood.
Everybody was like, ah-da, ah-da. I was like, relax. And hey, let me just tell you.
And the basketball player, what's
his
name?
Brown.
Hold on. I said, yo, he said, you seen the beat battle? He said, yo, didn't that start from Drink Champs? I was like, yeah. He's like, because, you know, Switzerland told me that we should have came. I was like, yo, I ain't have the jet. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I ain't know about
you should have won
that. Next time, let me know. And that's it for real. I said, I'm like, yo, next time, if it's a short notice thing and you got the jet, we can just fly in.
Immediately.
That's dope. Like, I'm in. Like, he's like, yo, right. But he actually suggested that, so that I thought that was dope too.
Let's wrap the jet. I can always call my company. This is a fact.
Ja Rule just texted me. He said he can't right now. All right, foul, nigga.
Get him on.
What could you be doing right now that's more important than Drink Champs? Nothing.
Getting drunk.
Nah, I just fucking with you, Ja. Ja's my brother.
Be funny,
but it would have been dope to hear his perspective on because he's been a part of a classic rap battle. I think Ja Rule's mistake in his battle with 50 was he waited too long to respond. I think it was like 3 years late. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's my brother. You know what I mean? Lived next door to him, lived on the same block for almost 10 years together. So, but I think that was his mistake, waiting too long. And that's what I don't want.
Why would you want to give Nikki a week?
See, the thing about the Nikki thing is very tricky because, like right now, you see that. You see Walmart dropped her clothes.
They did. Oh, damn.
Yeah, because her clothes wasn't doing good. But I think they was doing that before the battle. But that's what happens. When this battle what happens is the people who sponsoring you is looking at you like they already overpaying you,
right?
Because us being sponsored by anybody, they overpay because we're from the hood. You ain't supposed to be sponsored by nobody but Johnson and Johnson. So, yeah, you know, you just gotta make up shit sometimes. Relax. So, what I'm saying is, she wait too long. She don't respond. It's not smart because you gotta always maintain your artist integrity. You always got to.
There goes the key word, artist integrity. New word of
the
day.
She can come back with those funny
artist integrity.
The funny shit that she does. She changes her accent.
Yeah, like when she rhymed with Jay-Z or Kanye West,
Kanye joined,
Rick Ross, the monster joint.
Yeah, the monster shit.
I'm a motherfucking monster. But if she don't Jeez Louise Papa Cheese.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys think?
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, hip-hop fans, we just got the idea. We're getting a trap phone. So, the fans can actually call in live now. When we start to record these shows, so we're gonna we're announcing it here, right?
And we're gonna give the trap phone to somebody every week.
Every week, so 1 week it'll be in Sunny. The next week it'll be in Eddie's ass.
Hit us up on the gram too.
Hit us on the gram. So every week somebody in the crew will have the phone. But we're gonna do that for the fans, so you guys can interact with us. We know there's a lot of people that have been asking us about the live shows, but you know some of you guys are maniacs. We can't just be. We just can't be around all of you guys. Like, some of you guys. You're just maniacs. I'm just being honest.
And whatever you hear on the
phone, Drink Champs fans.
Right. I love Drink Champs fans, but they're scary. Let's just
some of the DMs be a little crazy.
Yeah, some of the DMs, like, niggas just be starting a conversation with me. Like, nobody, they don't ever say hi. Just like, yo, Dormy. Like, yo, my dude. Like,
I get a lot.
This nigga's talking to me like we was in third grade together.
Yeah, at ATL, they were like, yo, Dormy. Like, what the hell? We over here.
That's the other shit about my fans. Is like they just start talking to me. Like they don't introduce. They just be like, "Yo, you remember that time?" Like what? Like I never met this guy in my life.
I get a lot of girls that hit me for Mr. Lee.
That's interesting.
I never told you before. They hit me for you, but I never gave you the message. I just gave you the message.
About the Hennessy. What's wrong with you?
Nah, Mr. Lee, watch out. This is 65 and over if they rolling with Sonny.
Yeah, that's a fact.
ARP. That's a 65 and rolling. Great hair dingleberries.
Somebody's calling.
Well, Busta Rhymes called. My bad.
Busta Rhymes.
Let's see if we can get Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Get her animated. On the beat.
Without Mr. Lee.
Straight to the beat. With Boss.
I mean, he's not that guy.
Bus lost like 37 pounds.
Shit.
40 day reset.
The beef in the back. No.
Why ain't hear the phone ring, though?
He has anxiety, this nigga right here.
Who?
He does.
Eddie?
Nobody got anxiety.
Good. Anxiety, you say?
Come on.
Get some Xanax.
Eddie used to cook chicken with hair on it. It's a fact at the crib. Fellas.
Yeah, it's five. You always ask me to cook.
No, I liked it.
You like the hair?
You like the hairy chicken? What? I didn't know what y'all thought I was like joking? Like, I'm dead serious. I requested it. Like, lead it.
Extra hair?
What is that feather? It's a feather.
Oh, I'm thinking his hair.
Eddie's a good cook.
That picture was slammed.
What?
The pizza, man.
I had no idea what the fuck you just said.
You think future is dope? I don't understand.
You gotta listen to future around a 20-year-old that drink lean. He understand everything. He'll break everything down. Look, this is what he's talking about.
Shit.
But I ain't gonna lie, Future has to be.
Is he a special ed?
I don't think he's a drug ed. What's wrong with special ed? I was a special ed in a resource room and a yellow bus. Look how I turned out, motherfucker. I'm getting paid to talk. Resource room niggas is winning.
Yellow bus, brother. The short one?
No, the short one.
Look at
security guard inside.
But you like Future's
work or you like his work ethic?
I like both, man. You know what? I gotta tell you something, man. Some of these guys show your age. Like, if you're older and you don't like Bad and Bougie, you're just old, man. It's you.
But why you say you old?
Sad, man. Huh?
But why you say you old?
Because that's what. Why you don't like it. Because that's your old soul. Because
I can't understand what you're saying.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Robin.
Come over here.
Us, we can't.
Because your breath is fucking them up.
We came from the era of Robin, right?
Right, but we're not in that era no more.
Fuck that. This is what hip-hop is.
Hip-hop is vinyl. Hip-hop is vinyl. But you're going to tell me that Paz goes to a show and he pulls out a computer?
Now you're going technical,
we gotta accept.
You're going technical.
No,
we're going by what it is. Rhyme is rhyme.
No, I got that.
Rhyme is rhyme.
Eddie, fight this one today.
Yeah.
Am I right or am I wrong? No, he ain't right or am I wrong? Rhyme is rhyme.
You know.
But am I right or am I wrong?
No.
Technology's different.
Wait.
Rhyme is rhyming.
Yeah, but this is a business.
If you're not rhyming, if you're not an MC, like a real MC, you whack. I don't give a fuck. Doesn't matter old or young. If
does
you
money
not
matter to you?
Spend?
Does money matter to you? Because most real MCs are broke.
Obviously. And that's
most real
up,
MCs
isn't
are
but isn't that
up.
Fucked up, though?
It's true.
Not really.
No.
Nah, you gotta
you choose your life.
You struggle.
You choose
right?
your life.
But you,
Nas is a real MC to me.
But he's not broke.
He's not broke.
All right.
I said most. Kendrick Lamar is not broke.
But wouldn't you like, don't you give more respect to those that rhyme right?
I just think the business that they chose.
I don't care. I'm part of the new generation. What I mean by that is, I don't go to the club and want to hear Hate Me Now. I go to the club and want to hear Bad and Bougie.
Right.
I go to the club and want to hear.
You drunk? You want to do that shit?
I want to hear the new shit.
Right,
I want to hear. Pick up the phone.
I give him respect because they're making money.
Because they're making money. They tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. But it's new. And I remember, I be you, and I'm a member. We tell them, I'm not hip hop. Who told you you wasn't hip hop? When was this? CNN wasn't hip hop. CNN's album wasn't. Because Nobody was. That was Emilia Clarke. Oh, the guys from hip hop. I don't even want to say their name. But Eddie, what you gonna say? You was a hip hop. When they played a joint. The new joint. And it gets go crazy. You don't love it?
If I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck.
Ah, come on. It's not about
old,
drunk.
Sonny, you
keep it at 100. Keep it at 100.
Call me old. It shows your age. So hip hop is old, though, right?
Yeah, but showing your age is nothing wrong.
Hip hop is old.
By the way, I'm not even saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you that me, I enjoy the new shit because I understand what's being misconstrued. Like, to me, there's nobody who has a better flow than Young Thug out right now.
That's a lie. Dave East.
No, you're not listening to Nick Grant.
You're not listening to me. This is young dudes. That's ill.
You ain't listening to what I said. Flow.
He's singing, homie. You
lyrics.
Put some auto tunes in, you doing the same shit he's doing.
You fighting.
You want me to do it? Let's do it. We got a story, right? Auto tune me in. I got him.
You guys supposed to have records. You fucking out of
here. I don't want to do it because I'm going to make these niggas cry. And half of y'all young niggas don't even know what the elements are.
But I don't think that's right either. That you just going.
But it's true though. It's true. Listen, it's true. Ask them what the elements are. They gonna be like, oh, I don't know.
Right, depends who you're talking to.
Yeah. A lot. I said a lot. I didn't say all.
I
said a lot.
They know all the elements.
I said a lot.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Not all.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah.
It's culture. and then it's business.
Yep. And I agree. Those are two different things. I agree. Make your money.
It's culture.
But at least respect the culture.
But, but the whole thing changed.
Make your money, but respect the culture.
You gotta get on the mic. You gotta get on the
Richie,
mic.
Richie, what up?
Exit Bill Bond. Let's get on the mic.
Come get it.
Hey, this is Bill Bond Rich.
That's it.
But check this out.
I like that.
The whole culture can't, turned around when hip hop became a hustle.
It's a business. It's a business.
When
clearly.
It became a hustle, yeah. That's when everything changed.
Well, that means that when it becomes a hustle,
but it's actually more guys
back in the day. Back in the day, you had dope boys that want to rap. They gave money to them.
Now a lot more people.
But now you got dope boys that want to rap.
You
want
to see the money. Well, I feel like the Master P ever changed that because he kind of like convinced them.
Baby and them.
Cash money.
It became a hustle. Yeah. When these kids were seeing how much money involved,
but I think
that's
he changed
it.
The subject. He's talking about if talking you want to make bread, you got to roll with the times.
That's right.
But you know what? I don't agree with that either because it's smart business. It's smart business.
I'm talking about. He brought up Dave East.
Dave East is dope as hell.
I said flows. I didn't say lyrics.
Time out. He's talking more of a young, of a, what you would call an underground rapper, not a commercial rapper. You understand?
Right.
Now, he's talking about Young Thug. He's making music for the radio all motherfucking
all
day.
Day.
Now, what I'm trying to say is,
all
when it
day.
Comes to making payments,
and let me just tell you something. As an artist.
Now, Eddie, sounded like my father when I was younger.
Yep, that's
like,
exactly
what
he sounded like. That's exactly what he sounded like.
And I'm gonna fight and say that's bullshit.
What?
Because back then they didn't have hip hop, so you would be there. They, my father was telling me the army was sus.
Yes, because they didn't have hip hop.
But they
what he's saying is it's the music hasn't changed, man. It's not like they invented. The kids ain't fucking walking upside down.
Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
They still rapping.
Hey, our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
No, it's still hip hop, regardless.
Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
No, I'm not saying
our parents didn't listen to hip hop. Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
So they can say the reason we listen to hip hop.
Like, when we grew up, niggas were like, I'm still in
the
radio
or
not, right? These guys today, listen to what they all say.
Man.
I'm not a rapper. I'm an entertainer.
Yep.
I'm just, I'm all I do is mumbling on the
phone.
So you can't put them in the category of hip-hop. Do you agree?
Of course
they
are.
If they say that, they not.
If they say that, then we can't put them in hip-hop.
Listen, man, I think everything is hip-hop.
No.
I think
everything is hip-hop. What's the elements of hip-hop? What's the element of hip-hop?
Everything is hip-hop.
What the elements are, dog. We just gonna make money and rap. Blah, 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 blah. Get the fuck out of here. You have to be happy with it. People tend to the melodies. The melodies are getting the people now.
Listen,
I'm not mad nobody making that money.
Make your money.
But respect the motherfucking elements. That's it. Respect it.
I mean, if you say you can't be mad, you know what? You can't be mad at the artist. You gotta be mad at the consumer.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So you can't be mad at the artist if you submit it.
No, I'm more mad at the fucking labels and shit that's putting this garbage out.
Congratulations. You're officially an old nigga.
I mean that so much.
Melly Mel and them probably sounded towards Rakim.
Correct.
Sound exactly how Rakim probably felt towards
Sound exactly
like
how
you gotta accept change. Yeah. You gotta accept change.
Hold on.
AAR peacock. Hold up. Give him one.
But see, Rakim and them niggas perfected what they did and still respected the elements of hip hop. They didn't disrespect it. These young niggas are saying we whacking hoes because we don't like that shit. Because we don't understand what they're saying because we whacking hoes.
How can you respect the element of DJ when it's all electronic?
Yeah.
But you still got two turntables. You still got a scratch. You still got a cut. You still got a mixer.
Listen.
A turntable. That shit is just playing music. That shit is just playing music.
Look. The element of hip hop transcended or moved once it became business.
No,
these kids don't have to learn breakdancing. These kids,
it's not about that.
You forgetting what hip hop. Let me talk now. You forgetting what this whole shit is about. This whole shit. Yeah, I want to be the nicest. Yeah, I want to be the best. But I want to take care of my children.
Yes, and
let
I
me
agree.
Finish.
I agree.
Let me finish. I want to take care of my children.
Okay.
So once it turns to business, when people are investing into you and giving you millions of dollars, they want those millions back.
Word.
The art of hip hop dies.
That's
there.
When the art is corrupt.
Right. It dies right there because. And it's not like it's
they
not,
got a consumer.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm just saying.
Let me finish my thought, please.
I want you to finish.
So, and it's not like,
but I'm just saying,
it's not like the first time they'll give you this money, but then you get used to it. You get used to having that $1.2 million. So the next year you drop another album and you request you get let me get $2 million this time.
Okay.
They gave you $2 million. You think that you're going to be thinking about breakdancing and writing graffiti but when you owe $2 million?
You're right.
This is a business. No, let me finish, and I'll pass it right back to you.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, I'm not saying these guys, because what you're saying about hip hop is like, it's like you're right. I can't say nothing about you, but now. When the element changes where it's about business, in the sense of business, you have to make your predecessors, these people that are supporting you, you gotta make that quota.
Right.
It ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about your family. You gotta put your family first. So from Young Thug to Lil Uzi Vert to Lil Yachty, I hated all them niggas. You know Yachty. Well, I'm sorry. I hated all them niggas at first. I hated all. And then I realized I'm old. And then I had to go in my son's room. And him listening to PNB Rock, him listening to the Chirac kid, and I'm looking at them like, I'm not understanding business because it's now his world.
Mm-hmm.
It's now their world. We had our time. I'm sorry to put it like that.
You can't hate a nigga for hustling.
You can't hate a nigga for hustling.
And I don't.
But I get what you're saying, but listen, you got to also say, because if we wanted it the way we wanted, it would be Talib Kweli out there on the radio.
No.
That's it.
That's it.
You got to have some type of balance. Yeah, and these balance. Young dudes are out here hitting the melodies in a very correct way that makes me want to, like, I feel a certain way. Like, I'll be like, yo. But I, at first, I hated it because I was thinking like you. And I just got to accept it. Like, if it's on the radio, it's already working somewhere.
Listen.
You don't get on the radio lucky.
Word.
Like, it's that. I mean,
well,
you don't understand what I'm saying, right. I'm talking 45 bucks.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not talking about just Miami. I'm talking 45 markets. You want 45 markets.
I know.
But
I know about it too.
What, you paying? You saying you're paying?
No, I'm not.
Because even if you're paying, so what is your point?
I've seen it done, but I'm not bringing it up.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't care about that.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go, sir. Go ahead. Let's have this intelligent conversation. Let's go, sir. You forgot your point?
I'm proud of Eddie right now.
I'm down too. This is a great argument.
All I'm saying is that's all wonderful and great. Make your money, yes. But why downgrade and just make this shit just so but, horrible.
Yo,
like, why?
You
could do what
you can. Who's your favorite boxer of all time?
I mean, I'm not a great boxing fan or whatever, but I say Mike Tyson because that's what I grew up with.
Why? Because that's what you grew up
with. But he was knocking niggas out.
You made my point.
No, but he
made
my point. It doesn't matter. I grew up watching, but he was knocking niggas out in 2 seconds.
Why
did I did not watch him, Muhammad Ali.
There you go.
I got this.
Can I finish, please, now, Eddie? Because you made my point.
No, because I want to make this point. Did Mike Tyson change boxing?
I believe
did
so.
Mike Tyson dumb up boxing?
Dumb it?
Yes, dumb it.
Dumb it down? Dumb
yes,
it
because
I
can't understand some of these rappers talk. I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, well, Mike Tyson dumb down boxing. He made it 20-second fight.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty dumb to me.
20 seconds.
Okay, when you go that far. But he was knocking niggas out in 20 seconds. He changed the
Yes. Yeah, I believe
so. But he changed it in a better way. Not in some crazy way. All right. These niggas to me, and I'm saying in my opinion, dumbed it down.
Okay, but here's the deal. Let me just take it from there. The reason why I asked you who's your favorite boxer, right? Even though you're not a big boxing fan, you immediately said Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. And then I asked you why, and you said, because I got to see it.
Yes.
Everybody would argue with you and would say Muhammad Ali. The reason why they'll say Muhammad Ali is because he really is the greatest to people in all time. Okay. But you answered the question intelligently. You didn't answer it with here. You answered it with here. You said, You said Mike Tyson because you saw him.
Yes.
These young kids didn't see Mike Tyson. So to them, Floyd Mayweather is the best of all times.
Right. But he is.
Let me finish. Okay. Yeah, he is to me too.
All right.
But I'm just saying, how could you argue that this is these kids'
but
era?
Did Floyd to Mayweather, them, did Floyd Mayweather fuck up boxing or change it
up?
But
that's opinion.
Like, that's it.
No. But that's
because he's still a Tyson.
Tyson kind of did.
But that's your opinion.
He's unbeatable. He didn't dumb it down.
You're saying these kids are dumbing it down.
I think they changed it in a way that anybody from back in the day say it was negative. The labels will tell you that these are revolving artists that they just getting one hit and getting some money and then getting the next nigga to make some money and then get the next nigga.
You're the oldest in the room.
They just changed the game.
Right here,
and if
right
all the fuckers,
what is it dope?
It sounds like a new record right now. When I'm in the club and I'm chilling, I want to have fun. I listen to all this shit.
Right.
It's great. Garbage.
But when you,
when I'm in my car, when I'm in my house cooking, or when I'm in the house,
but you prefer 90s
music. I'm listening to Google.
Like if you go to the club,
I'm listening to I'm listening to like that.
Old as fuck.
I'm
talking about mentally. I ain't saying physically.
That's what it is.
I'm saying mentally. I'm just saying me.
Lyrics. I love
the old school shit.
I want lyrics.
But I live in 2017, bro.
Get the fuck out.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I live in 2017.
I still got.
I'm listening to future. I get future.
Well, listen,
I think future's hard. And when he make me want to get high, like he's like, fuck it, let me just go get high. Like I don't even drink lean. I mean, get this fake cyber. Phone cups.
These Spanish niggas is killing this fucking these trap beats more than these fucking white niggas.
Be specific. Come on.
That Yachty Yachty, whatever you care.
I like
that. Come on, man. Get out of here. Hey, listen. That's my opinion. This is not the Dream Champs. This is my opinion.
Do you like Black Beatles?
Racial.
There's no such thing, but
Girl is a racial.
That's great when I got a few drinks in me and I got a bitch dancing on me.
And that
song is fantastic.
That's four.
That's it.
That's it.
Say it again.
When I'm drunk and got a bitch with me, I listen to that song fantastic.
I got even better than that. You said
Kendrick Lamar.
He's a lyricist.
Yeah. He's exempt from this.
But he's exempt. He's one of them.
No, I think he's in
the 90s. You can't bring
the 90s back. He can't be exempt because he's in this era right now.
No, we're saying that he's a lyricist.
All right, so
we're giving him
Joey Badass. All right, so let me ask you a question. Why is it hard for those artists to pop off and these cornballs to pop?
No, there is.
I'm asking a question.
You're asking the wrong question.
It's about.
I was at the wrong question. How are they? How is that supposed to
happen?
These niggas that got run.
It's the same reason Trump and all facts.
I make some noise with that.
Oh, all right. So it's a conspiracy theory.
Like you would never imagine this nigga be in office. And he's in office.
He's an old
man.
I never imagined this wax should be on radio and it's on radio. So it is what it is.
It's a dumbass time for America.
America's dumb right now. And all these crazy ass colors on. They like that
the
shit.
The only thing I disagreed with is dissing the music of today and yesterday. If you were born in 1950,
you wasn't upset when
you listen.
Hey, one at a time, guys.
Let me say a point of peace.
All right, guys.
But if you were born born in 1950. Like, you're listening to a different type of music that people are listening to today. Those are your old-time favorites. Maybe you like Elvis.
Sonny, ain't no one here in 1950, so stop talking about that.
I'm speaking up for the people from
1950.
Yeah,
that shit
don't make no sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Eddie,
yeah,
it makes sense.
And that's not a target.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know,
you're not the,
these kids have a target audience, and you're not a part of it.
Yeah.
No, man, no. You're not a part of it. Do I know or not? Listen, do I know what the target shit for the radio
is? Whatever it is.
Yeah. You, of course. So I know. I know what the
Eddie,
I know all that shit.
Like,
you
know? Stuck in the era.
You might think I don't know, but I do know.
You can appreciate it.
I'm letting you know. And I'm letting you know.
You can appreciate it.
I don't know what you
know. Excuse me. I don't know already.
You I was like, how did you get so thugged out?
I'm not. I'm being real.
I appreciate the error.
Ain't no one want to rap anymore. No one gives a shit about that Scarface old school shit. That's what he said. I promise you.
Oh, a lot of people said that.
Back at the dude, but I'm just saying, like, it's just wrong for any of these young niggas to diss any old school. You know what I'm saying? Like, without the old school, ain't no new school shit.
Right, so, but they don't know.
They don't know.
Like, it's okay. Like, yo.
That's the thing. They don't care.
They don't care.
At least
you can love your era, but it's all music.
I won't listen to that music in my car.
I ain't got no beef with any of that.
Right?
Listen, man.
Thank you.
You got
Mr. Lee with me.
Mr. Lee only listened to music that he got an intro on.
Right. Dang it.
Four songs.
I'm just telling you, if you listen to the radio and you can't appreciate these young guys,
listen, make your money, young.
You know what's funny? Most of these kids ain't even listen to the radio no more, so that's already
no. What I'm saying is the top main records that's, you know, the Black Beatles, the Ray Shrimmer shit, what's the other shit?
Bad and Bougie.
If you can't like these records,
but see, you know what's funny? Y'all name of songs. Y'all not even the name of the groups.
I appreciate some of this young shit. I can't front.
Migos album is fucking dope.
Yeah, Migos shit is that hard. Future, I listen to new Future's albums, but the other shit I got from Future, that shit is good. I can't front.
Make y'all money while y'all can.
I think they're gonna be even richer. I think this generation might be even richer than the last generation, to tell you the truth. It's because it's more money and it's easier. Like, these kids getting Sprite deals early. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like is more hip hop. Like, fuck their music. If their music ain't hip hop, the fact that they got Sprite deals and they got all these deals and they in there smoking and that to me is hip hop. So fuck their music. The music part is one thing. That's who they represent to their fans. I'm not their fan. I'm their peer. And that's the part I choose to respect, is that they could go out there and get these corporations to these Nikes and the Pumas and the shit that my generation missed.
Twisted.
Like, I respect that too. You know what I'm saying? The hustle
about it. They still fuck, like, they still demeanor in the whole element of hip hop.
Demeanor?
Who do you think is the bigger group? Beat Nuts or Migos?
Of course the Migos. You know, I'm not stupid either.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to see if you were stupid.
Comparable.
I know you old,
stupid,
but I wanted to see you stupid. You are not stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
You are not stupid.
I know what it is, but at the end of the day, I can't call that hip hop, man.
I can't.
So what do you call it?
You know what they call it?
Brother, it's hip hop. You just don't have to like it, brother. It's hip hop you don't like, man.
R&B hip hop.
Because they're not
rapping. Vanilla Ice?
You know they're not rapping.
But it's
yo, and Vanilla Ice is whack as he is, but that nigga was rapping.
Oh, boy.
As whack as he was.
Would you call that hip hop?
Yes.
I think it's hip hop. Man. Leave Migos the fuck alone. Leave Migos alone, man.
I respect them.
I respect them for what they're doing. I need to ask about the show. They make more money than me. I respect them to the fullest.
I just don't respect what they're doing.
And they 100% represent.
You see that movie he's at? He said, "Yo, what happened with Ice Ice Baby?" He said, "What?" Now when they play that record, I owe money.
Again, this is the opinions of me.
But I gotta agree with you. I gotta tell you this. Not only I thought Vanilla Ice was hip hop, but I also thought MC Hammer has always been hip-hop.
Absolutely. Yes.
I never agreed with the Bucks and the Rock.
Absolutely.
And the shit.
I never liked that.
But he's 100% hip-hop to me. So that's why I don't knock these young brothers because they just a different. It's just like that. It's just like, it's a different tea. But it's hip-hop.
It's being authentic to what you do.
To them. You know what made me respect Atlanta, period? It was a time where I just didn't go to Atlanta, right? And then it was one point I used to go to Atlanta, and I used to be like, it was New York in the house, and the whole building would erupt. Oh, you knew some of these niggas wasn't from New York. But that was before Atlanta got their own identity. Let me finish where I'm going. Let me just do it.
Okay.
So when they started to get this strip club culture, and they started to become themselves, like in the eyes of people from the East Coast, and you will never appreciate a record that comes from Atlanta if you're not in Atlanta. It's just like a record like the 305 Boys or a Trick Daddy song. Like it's a totally different thing listening to when you don't know that nigga in Miami. Like a New York nigga who won't respect the culture out here, who only comes out here to fuck y'all girls, only comes out here to, you know, smoke y'all weed, will come and listen to a Trick Daddy record in Miami and understand Miami. You'll get it. So that's the difference.
But also
a lot of those Atlanta records.
When you bring up Atlanta, you gotta remember Atlanta had Goody Mob.
Yep.
Outkast.
Yep.
T.I.
Listen, you're the old guy, but you gotta actually look. Future is the leader of this generation, my
man.
I'm telling you, I know you. Because, you know, you're just older, you super older than me and mine, but I'm just telling you.
I'm trying to give him my card.
I'm telling you, like, you need to really go to a club and really sit there.
I love it.
You might have to have a Molly in your system, too.
You gotta appreciate this music and I appreciate it when I'm drunk.
Because listen, I'm not gonna lie. The new generation is the generation of the drug addict. Yeah. Like all of them are drug addicts.
Obviously, you have to be on some shit.
You had to drink 40s to listen to alcohol. You had to drink 40s to listen to beat nuts. You had to drink Wu-Tang. Private stock. I remember.
And that's
The lyricists
or Future?
You gotta appreciate Future, man.
I'm trying to go.
I saw Drake. Fuck with Drake.
No, he's a lyricist, actually.
Give him your father.
I understand everything he says.
Hold on, man. That's what you're saying.
Because you don't understand. Every line I can understand.
You can't pronounce it.
Or take
it. Say,
15%
off the whole DB.
If you pronounce the word, maybe I can say, damn, I understand it. Right. You can't pronounce it.
Okay, if you can't pronounce it, that's it.
If that's slang,
let's go. Come on.
I can't pronounce it.
I'm sorry.
Well, we did have Daz effects in our time, too.
I'm trying to get you 15%
off. Daz effects created Mumble Rap.
The difference with that is that everybody sounded different. They were trying to sound different creatively.
It's all about
different. Now a lot of this stuff sounds the same.
It's all about different.
Everybody's trying to sound different.
Each other. Everybody's fucking.
Yeah, and then everybody started
with the Foosh niggas.
But back then, you wouldn't be called
Foosh niggas. Rap clearly.
There was niggas out here named Foosh niggas. Let's big them up.
Sorry, the Foosh niggas.
It didn't make sense of what you really were about.
The problem is you're trying to compare somebody from now to somebody from 20 years ago.
That's not true, because like I said, there's a lot of MCs out right now.
But you've only said two of them.
Because they're the youngest.
So why they don't sell it?
They're cool. They're young.
Davies family. Big him up.
Nah, they're not my family.
Davies
family. Yo, Joe, get him up. Sit down.
He's got it.
Oh, you not related to
Big him up.
Oh, I thought you were.
But they're young and they're rapping. What's the difference?
Let me tell you something.
The difference is,
whoever you want, I'm getting you 50%.
You're an old person. You just gotta come to
it. Sit down, Grumpy.
Yeah.
How many seconds do I have?
He's a hater.
Should we still go?
Make that money. Make that money.
2 hours.
All right, yeah, so we're gonna do two. Because this can stay on its own for Wednesday.
We want to do a whole hip-hop conversation?
Yeah.
It's fun when they hate you.
All right, you got anything to say before we
DrinkChamps.com, at DrinkChamps, everything, everybody.
That's a fact. What you got to say, Sonny DBT? Say some dumb shit.
He's about to fall asleep.
No, I'm just saying Sonny DBT, a.k.a. Mr. Super Slime, Eddie, whatever he was saying, I'm with him. I get him 15% off or whatever he want. MC Hammer, whatever it is, we're going to big Eddie up with his argument, but he's wrong.
Sonny D leather helmets.
I like the leather helmets.
Football head.
I'm with that. But I'm OG. I respect my era.
Leather helmets.
That's all me.
That's an OG, triple OG.
And I own it.
How old are you? 73.
You got an AARP,
I might
be younger than you, Mr. Lee. I might.
Let me hear it.
I'm not going to say my age. 52.
And that was the American age.
But I got AARP.
That's older.
And I came to motherfucking win. I'll take anybody out on a date.
Y'all be having Haitian Dominican beef on a lot.
They do.
I'm seeing it unfold.
No, hold on. Mr. Lee is my brother. I support Mr. Lee. Anytime, every day, but Mr. Lee gonna have to bite out of this. Relax. I'm gonna be bald on this shit, motherfucker. You gonna have to slow down. Dominicans got to slow down, because Haitians, we got this. Believe that.
Shit. You got that little piece of land we gave you.
Okay.
I didn't get
new beef alert. New beef alert. It's all good.
Yeah, brother, Mr. Lee,
you got what?
You got Star Rock, we got Star Wars. You better believe it, man.
Relax.
Yeah, Mr. Lee, what you got to say before we get about it?
I think I agree with...
Talking to the mic.
Eddie? I agree with Eddie.
Uh-huh.
I don't like this music, but just in the club.
You're not
Mr. I disagree.
I like I that, disagree. You know, that you talk too much.
But yeah, we got the relaxed t-shirts. That's all I can say.
Eddie Giggs.
I wish I had a rebuttal.
Eddie the Ass Eater. Say what's up to say the last words to your fans.
Ladies with the old lashes, I'm with you. Bring your old lashes over.
90s asses.
Old asses.
Old asses.
Big babies and all. I got you. I like them overweight. Tell them how you like them overweight.
I like your gordita.
That's what he likes. Yo, Boris, you haven't said something to the people. Say something to the people, goddamn it. Nah, man. Listen, every month we got the Drink Champs Running Challenge. Yeah. You can go on there, you can run miles with us. All you got to do is press hashtag on the Nike feed. You hashtag Drink Champs or Drink Champs Challenge. You can also hashtag it on your social medias, your Instagram. The Instagram, your Twitters, or whatever. You know, if you could come and get drunk with us, you know, every now and then, come jog some miles with us. We just bugging out, you know, drunk dudes jogging miles. Mr. Lee is on there. Who else is on there? Diego says he's on there, but
I'm jumping on.
We don't see Diego's miles at all. It's on Nike Plus. It's on Nike Plus, Nike Running Club.
I'm in.
And, you know, even if you're walking, you could walk around.
It counts your steps.
It counts, yeah. So you could do it. Yeah. But it's fun because you could wake up in the morning and say, oh, man, Paul did 2 miles, so I'm going to do 3.
It works on the treadmill?
Yeah, it works on the treadmill. Join it. So we do it every month, so you don't got to worry about it. Like, if you're not ready or this month, you could join us next month. So we're doing it every month. Nike Challenge. Drink Champs. It's hashtag Drink Champ Challenge on your Nike feed. And then hashtag Drink Champs, either or. And you get to see us. And we could be become friends, and you know, we just, you know, we try to have balance in life. You know, we sit here, we get drunk, we smoke weed, but you know, we want to show y'all that also do something positive in a day, get your life together. You know what I'm saying? Eddie eats ass in a day, and we try to jog. Yeah, Finn, you got anything to say before you get about it?
Nah, man. Nope. Drinkchamps.com, drinkchamps.com.
Wednesday we have Mocha in Miami. If you're Miami, Wednesday you're Mocha. Drink Champs finally come out, fuck with me. And we're at Dream, man. We're gonna make a movie, god damn it. All right, one love.
Relaxed
video coming out.
Hazmat Studios.
Oh, big up Irasta Wagwan, Rude Boy. Big up the brother Art.
Rich Blanco.
Yeah.
Drink Champs Sports. Big Dream, what up?
Drink Champs Sports. Kenny Anderson, man. Right. Yo, you're supposed to be here today, man. Come on. You're on your left rack shit.
This picture was really good. Yeah. I think I'm going to eat
another. The pictures? They are called pizza pictures. What the fuck are
these pictures?
Pizza.
I'm
all right. So we out of here.
Next week.